all in 30 seconds flat. The next day, I made a decision. It was time to get off my tail. I couldn't stay inside forever. I took a deep breath and forced myself to leave the house. I took the stairs. No, I wasn't ready for the elevator yet. I was too afraid of closed spaces. Then I opened the front door and stuck my snout outside. It was so noisy, I could barely hear myself think. Car horns blared, delivery trucks rumbled down the street. Had it always been this loud? Carefully, I set a paw on the pavement. Nothing happened. I was so relieved. I did it. I really did it. Why was I so afraid to go out? It's no big deal. At last, things were starting to look up. I walked to the newsstand to buy a paper. I had hardly opened it when a flower pot fell from a window ledge, hitting me on the head.
Ow!
Stumbling, I crashed right into a lamppost. Then I tripped on a mouse hole cover.
Ow!
I fell and bashed my snout on the hard pavement. As I was getting up, a taxi ran over my tail.
Yay!
Then a pigeon decided to poop on my nose. And it all happened in 30 seconds flat.
Help!
I shrieked in a panic. I immediately scampered back home. See? I was right all along, I squeaked out loud. Going out is dangerous business. From now on, I'm staying put. I locked the door. It took a little while. I had added 5 extra deadbolts. You can never be too safe. No shots, please. Thea called again the next day. She was at the office, even though it was a Sunday.
Geronimo, how are you?